I guess I was quite surprised that we were picked out in that way. As you know, the report for the hospital was disappointing, and we feel the fact that the CQC drew out some complimentary services was as kind of like shining stars, if you like, in a bit of an area of gloom, was quite exciting, and we were so pleased to be picked out. It wasn't for anything more than we do normally. I guess we've been credited for just our normal way of working here.
Although the report actually says staff went beyond the call of duty to support families, particularly those bereaved of children and babies.
Yes, it may appear beyond the call of duty, but in actual fact, it's the core part of our work is to be available for any patient, relative, or even staff that's in any kind of distress or needing any pastoral care. And we do provide a 24/7 service. We have an on-call service out of hours. So I suppose that could be considered beyond the call of duty, but we will drop everything to go to the bedside of somebody who's in particular distress or somebody that's dying. We provide all sorts of scriptures and artifacts for all sorts of faiths, but I have to say I think the biggest population is the Muslim population, doctors and staff that come and worship here. And of course we have our own Christian worship here at least twice a day. We've got 5 paid chaplains, all employed by the NHS, and then we're supported by a team of about 50 volunteers, and they adopt a ward, if you like. They become part of the ward staff, and they'll do a ward round visiting every bedside once a week, and then the Eucharistic ministry team come in on a Sunday morning to provide sacraments and prayers to the Christian patients that have asked for it. We're very fortunate here that spiritual care and chaplaincy is taken very seriously here. It's well funded, it's a properly established team here, and the hospital look after us.
Presumably a fairly stressful place to work at times.
It's easy to forget in a professional busy place like this that staff are human beings too, and they've got their own problems at home, and they may come in the mornings very stressed, and then they may come into a very stressful situation. And sometimes just acknowledging that a person has got their own needs, a member of staff has got their own needs, and just giving them 2 or 3 minutes just to quickly touch base with them and say, how are things for you today?
You have a chaplaincy badge on, which is like a pass to all areas, from top management all the way through for everybody. So they see you as, what, a neutral person?
Yes, I think I am seen as a neutral person because I'm there to care for the spirit of every person that walks in this trust, from the CEO right down to the humblest person, whoever that you might think that might be. That's my primary driver here as lead chaplain, is to help the hospital to learn to care for the spirit. You'll know that I have a background in physiotherapy. I've also done some counselling training. And I think for me, the holistic care of patients is the thing that has come together in this job. So caring for the spirit isn't just about religion and faith. That can be a way that a person expresses part of their spirituality. But for me, spirituality is about that connection, that relationship that we have with each other.
Would you go as far as saying that someone's recovery to full health can come through not just the physical needs being looked after, but the rest of them?
Absolutely. I think if a person feels safe and cared for and loved to a degree, they're going to be open to physical healing and psychological healing. So I think it's a huge part. It's a bit like oil in the wheels of an engine. You can go without it for a while, but you'll soon crunch to a halt.